Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I tried by all means to stay away from politics, but nah, man, I couldn't.
We are turned the politics.
It's not that I like it, but with everything that's happening, specifically with Busumuzi, Kate Matlala, in the parliamentary ad hoc committee, I was like, bruh, I can't not discuss this. So yesterday, there were two MPs that questioned him, and I felt some type of way. So the first one is from Action SA, Darlene James, right? So I don't know if you saw that line of questioning. And then the second one was Breitenbach from the DA, right? Again, I don't know if you saw that line of questioning. So there's two things that I noticed about Kate Matlala. He doesn't like it when people raise their voice at him. Because he even said, why are you raising your voice at me now?
No one does. Oh, he said it in a calm way. Sorry, I missed
it. He said it twice.
In a calm way. Like,
yeah, he said it twice. Said, why are you raising your voice at me now, right? Now, there's no doubt in my mind that he's a criminal. For me, anyway. You guys may need evidence. Sharp. You'll see the evidence later. For me, there's no doubt in my mind. But I've got to ask, have you ever watched something and then somebody's attitude then makes you now support the wrong side? So yesterday in the morning, somebody was teasing about solidarity and Every Forum. Then I teased back. I was like, bro, if Every Forum, if solidarity, now when you're footy, you can go jump if you listen to what you want to talk about. Cork and not Gareth Cliff, right? And I hate it when people make us now go back and back the ANC and support the ANC. Ordinarily, we sit here and we criticize the ANC government all the time. But now they make us have to back the ANC. It's exactly the same thing with Breitenbach yesterday, right? Breitenbach, guys, I don't know if you'll agree, but an attitude, Lua Mama, and that attitude only comes out when she's dealing with Tawanda Mnyama. I hate it. I won't stand for it. With Darlene James, now, since Sunday morning, why am I going to be a fella fella jalo, right? I was not a fella jalo. Why am I putting jalo when you're dealing with black people in a corner against her, right? And she's colored from the Cape Town. She's from the Cape, right?
No, she's from Eldorado Park.
Oh, she's not. Okay. From Eldos. Okay, sharp. So, this is my thing, right? When a situation makes you, I'll say emotional, because there's nothing else that's driving me to feel this way except just my emotions, right? That you now neglect the merits of it and you go, ah, yeah, what now, Manji? Have you ever felt like that in a situation? Is it right for us to even feel like that? Because, no, guys, yeah, what now, Manji? So, when he himself is a criminal. Because that's what Breitenbach is. She's like, dude, I've got no respect for you. You are a criminal. I think you're a liar. And she said something else about him. And I was like, well, she's probably not wrong. But also how she's dealing with him. Mm-hmm. She's dealing with him in Goblung. No, she is.
Yeah, and I'm just going back here on your point. James, take her out, the MP. Shame. She did the same thing with Dahas.
Okay.
Just saying. She had the same attitude with Mary Dahas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, going back to your point, I can't think of a situation from the top of my head. Maybe you ladies can while I think about a situation whereby you thought, like, actually.
I think that's the thing. Sometimes when you're dealing with a matter that affects you emotionally, those emotions do tend to take over.
Mm.
And in retrospect, you're like, actually, I let my emotions take over and I didn't deal with the subject matter, but I rather dealt with the person. So sometimes it happens.
Oh, I think I thought of one now as a traffic person.
Tell
you
me.
Know how you? I always speak for people that have the L sign at the back, and you're like,
yes.
Why are you guys being in a hurry? Why are you not giving them time? You know, give
yes.
them. And you're just hooting at them. You're like, there's a reason why they've got the L sign.
Yes.
Until that person also does something like really
dumb.
And you're like, ah.
No, but guys, you see, the L sign, like, the L sign, I understand. Thing. Because, Mina, L sign, they're learning.
Actually, Robert, a traffic light that's red, you're like, no, you shouldn't even be on the road then.
I've case. Got another one. I know you guys are going to laugh because you're going to think, Caesar, not this guy again. You're bullying him. But Floyd. Imani jail. Floyd. Some jail. Let me stop. Fellas, I'm going to relax. Again, guess what? There's a matter of 2 million. I'm just going to relax. When's again, Isol? I hate to say I told you so.
Look at him,
pause. No, guys. I hate to say I told you so. But Buga manji. Bega manji, banda ganjan. Sachela ngisathi qala relax ntana relax kuba ihlalela MK njena ngabe uba into yakho manje ubiza untandi hawe obushiri buka everybody's resigning and there's more resignations coming by the way.
When are you going to give him a break?
No, I'm not.
Oh my word.
If his own members can't give him a break, why who am I? You see now I'm being petty. I'm not going to lie. But it's because Samjele qaleni. So it's exactly that sort of situation. Anyway, let us know, okay, if you ever dealt with a situation where you're like, hey, guys, merit aside, se khona ukujoyelana kabi la. And is that right?
Not what you say. Is how you say it, you know. But when it comes to Breitenbach and this colored lady from Action SA, you know, they've got selective morality when it comes to weaknesses, you know. They've got preemptive attitude when it comes to certain weaknesses, and which is not good. And all weaknesses should be treated equally and fairly.
You know what else? Judge Mokgwatleng, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rata Mokgwatleng.
Mm-hmm.
The way he's treating that case... Guys, merit aside, now I just feel like he himself has a bias. I feel like he's got a bias. And we've spoken about this in the show.
Mm-hmm.
These two were very, very annoying yesterday. The way they were questioning the Uketu was very, very annoying. Actually, at some point, I felt like Uketu should tell them off, eh? Because the way they were disrespectful, and there's no need. Just speak calmly and nicely to a person. And then umbuza my question. And hello, auntie, lo, wa nota yena anga fagi maiki ake aibege gal. Kona manje Uketu agamuzo, vela agamuzo, because bega kulmela panti. Besu ya shouta, aibu.
Yeah, bempampela ngampela kodwa.
Morning, Sizwe and the team. The race question is primary to everything. Breitenbach, nalolo munye, bevam betela, bevam hlanye Uketu nje. But like I said yesterday, there's a whole campaign by the DA to make people who have benefited from BEE look incompetent and bad, like to degrade them. So, hey, like in Shili Zolo, mine, I'm with Ket, I'm Tanda nje.
Aibu. did
her true colors not come out when she said, you and I are not equals, you are not my equal? So that at that point, that's when I was like, yeah, no, she doesn't see him as anything. She doesn't even see him as a human being. You're just nothing to her.
Well, I mean, there's also that, guys, I can understand why somebody would say, me, nah, I'm a respectable member of society. You are a criminal.
Yes.
The truth is,
but it doesn't mean Uguta can disrespect you purely because you are accused, by the way.
Yeah. No, there you're right. 100%. Good morning, my babies. Uncle C's is here. It's a Friday. And today I've got a character that's singing. That I need to help us identify, please.
Save what has been lost. Bring back what once was mine.
So Auntie Mpo knows this one. The self-proclaimed queens of music. Do they know?
And look, it's the music theme, not the character voice singing.
That's
a difference. Yeah. I don't know, maybe Mbali can.
Hey,
it sounds like something I've watched before. Sounds very, very familiar.
But you still don't know it.
I'm not sure. I think
okay. So if you know what character that is, ask mom and dad if you can use their phone and give us a shout.
086-00-959.
Used to be a prosecutor. I can just imagine how she used to deal with cases. Hey?
Guys, also, I think we need to address the fact that these ladies' emotional intelligence, Yabona, is on zero, 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 zero. I mean, we're all angry as a nation, right? But it just almost seems racist, personal. I mean, what else has this guy done to them personally, apart from what he's done that was enabled by this loose government? Everything that this guy has managed to do is because of the corruption that's enabled by the state. So there's no point in them being this angry. He's already done a lot of damage. We understand that. He's in jail and hopefully he never gets out. But the racist approach, it's not going to get us anywhere.
Yeah, look, we also can't absolve him of any responsibility and blame it on the government. I mean, he chose to do what he did, allegedly, if he did do it. So there, that's his own good indaba. Kodwa-ke, mina nami, I agree with you, Uthi, the racism. Because this thing just reeks of undertones of racism.
The team, you know, the moment I saw that Guye Lomjita, I promise you, before I knew and I thought of you. I said to myself, well, I can't wait for tomorrow. And I hope you'll bring this up. Because instantly, to me, Sizwe, I promise you, Lomjita, Uzwana, the order yake, ngendlela yake. He'll deal with you. And you could see that. You could see the irritation, but in a very calm way. You could see it with the high low umkulubutu. Inja yesrati. No. Hi, sharp guys, sharp.
No, definitely. So I'll tell you something else, right? Aside from being umjidosumkosumkakwin, now when Jezumuntu, a central you're a CEO, if you used to be in a position of power, right? And then you get somewhere now and they don't treat you the way you used to being treated.
Right.
You feel a certain way. So corner log, umundaza she takes say, yes, guba mina. Because they wanna know, they want you to know who they are. Take say not a player because of Kuluma Namajal. I see Leon. You see? As fun la.
A couple of weeks ago, Ngati should take the stand. There's gonna be fireworks. Look at what's happening now. The man is a criminal, without a doubt. And I think somehow he's delusional, man, about things. Because impendulo zake, sometimes they don't make sense. And I, like you said, I noticed he doesn't like to be yelled at. But he also doesn't like to be honest about his answers, because sometimes I was very confused when he answers questions and he kept going, repeat again. No, I don't understand. Guys, ngicela ivalele commission, sibuye next year futhi. Looking forward to breaking news, because I really think there is more to this than what meets the eye. Watch. I told you this a couple of weeks ago. Watch.
Yeah, but also he also said Uthi grew up in the streets. He was homeless, basically raised himself. So his level of comprehension matches that. You see? You're not talking about a highly educated individual here. Yeah? I will say this. Umuntu abamshise ngempela these last 2 days undosi. Hey, undosi bamshisi. Beyicele. Ayi, me Uthi nje, his wife was happy with the testimony we heard over the last 2 days. Ah, she's very patient to Tandy again.
Kulman Otsawang, all the way from Mpumalanga, amazing show, by the way. You know, Thank you. That I had about the both the ladies who were speaking, who were asking, okay, they were talking to her in a consenting tone, like, why mele ukulmen amigad? I'm speaking to you, asking questions, and I'm giving you answers. That might not be the answer that you want, but the fact is that I'm giving you the answers. So even Nat, if you look at that from MSN's in Love, we work. You'd find that whenever a white person is reprimanding another white person, right, then the very same incident that you might actually find yourself in, they become rebellious. That's why I kept Nadina the way that he's replying, because now she's not speaking to you in a correct tone or a proper way.
In family, for me, it has to be what recently happened at the G20. You know, yes, we have issues with our own president, but it had to be the spokesperson of Donald Trump when she was saying, Sir Ramaphosa is busy running his mouth. Then it was like, no, you ain't gonna be talking to our president like that. You ain't gonna be disrespecting us like that. So as much as yes, we have our own issues with our own president, but now you must come correct.
Yes, hands off Matamela until we decide.
This is every time, yeah, I belong, but I mean I get triggered because I turned to get a thinking as well as South Africa's style in 1994. They never want to go back years before democracy formed. Baby Richie Ganjani, and during the colonial era, they are beneficiaries of proceeds of crimes against the humanity. So, in the Abelung, so thanks for the escape, it's Abelung by Adina. Thank you.
Shabu.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.